This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Welcome to This Day in Sports History. It's December 10th, and on this day in 1971, the NBA's second all-time leading scorer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, had his single best night as a pro. Kareem was playing with the Milwaukee Bucks at this point in his career. He had converted to Islam in 1968, but had just recently begun to go by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. On this night, he scored a career-best 55 points and grabbed 17 rebounds in a 120-104 win over Boston. The Bucks were the defending NBA champs, and Kareem was coming off of his first MVP season, but statistically speaking, the 71-72 season was his best. He led the league in scoring at just under 35 points a game. Of his 10 career 50-point games, 5 of those came that season, and once again was named the league's MVP, his second of 6 he would win in his career. Milwaukee would not repeat as champs, however, losing to the eventual champion Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. And with the news yesterday of the LA Dodgers signing Shohei Ohtani to a 10-year, $700 million contract, let's step back to this day in 2000 when Alex Rodriguez signed the biggest pro contract to date, putting his name on a 10-year, $252 million contract with the Texas Rangers. It dwarfed anything at the time. The relationship did not last very long, however. He was traded to New York after just 3 years with the Rangers, and he opted out of the deal after just 7 years. He signed an even bigger 10-year, $275 million contract when he re-signed with the Yankees. By the way, neither of those deals are in the top 10 of biggest pro contracts now. And in 2002, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen played against each other in an NBA game for the first and only time. Jordan with the Washington Wizards and Pippen with the Portland Trail Blazers. It was a bit disappointing, though. They each scored 14 points, with Pippen's Blazers winning by 19. After the game, Jordan said it was unfortunate fans paid to see it. That's all for today. If you have a moment, rate and subscribe and let your sports-crazy friends and family know that you found a new podcast they might enjoy. Thanks for listening, and I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.